Good morning. A judge has charged a 74-year-old man suspected of sending several letter bombs to government, diplomatic and defence institutions late last year with two charges of terrorism of aggravated circumstances. According to court documents, the man was arrested in January after allegedly sending six parcels with homemade explosives addressed to the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, the Defence Minister Margarita Robles, the embassies of Ukraine and the United States, Madrid, and an Air Force base and a weapons manufacturer between November the 24th and December the 2nd. Most of the explosive devices were defused, although a security employee at the Ukrainian embassy was slightly injured when one detonated. Judge Jose Luis Calama said that both charges of terrorism and manufacturing an explosive device for terrorism purposes were warranted, even though there was no evidence the man belonged to or colluded with an organised terrorist group. The Supreme Court yesterday began examining a case filed by Greenpeace and other environmental groups accusing the government of insufficient action to tackle climate change. A spokeswoman confirmed that the court had begun assessing the claim, which was filed in September 2020 by Greenpeace, Spain's Ecologists in Action and Oxfam, against the government's failure to act on its international commitments on climate change. It's unclear when the court will deliver a ruling. The claim is one of several legal initiatives filed by environmentalists in various European nations, such as France, Germany and the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, the courts forced the government in 2018 to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. 3 years later, the French courts denounced the French government for its failings in the fight against global warming. The case is the first climate case against the state in Spain's history, so Greenpeace said in a statement. The government of Pedro Sanchez declared a climate emergency in 2020 and a year later passed a law to speed up the ecological transition and to achieve carbon neutrality by 2020 in what it claims is a compliance with EU objectives. But Greenpeace and other environmental NGOs say the law does not go far enough to comply with the Paris agreements. Spanish banks yesterday pushed back against a government call to start paying higher interest rates on deposits, with CaixaBank's chairman saying it would be up to them to make the decision. His comments come a day after the economy minister, Nadia Calviño, said that the Spanish lenders must start paying higher interest rates on deposits to reflect the rising rates in the eurozone. The average return on one-year retail deposits stood at 1.33% in April, compared to 2.27% in the eurozone. The government will address the issues in a meeting with the Banking Association on June the 29th, Ms. Calviño said on Monday. And summer this year will begin officially this afternoon at 4:58 p.m. Central European Time. According to calculations by the National Astronomical Observatory, the season will last for approximately 93 days and 16 hours. Summer will come to an end officially on September the 23rd, when autumn starts. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.